The Super Bowl is just a few weeks away, and preparations are underway valley-wide for the game in Glendale. A lot of those preparations, though, can be expensive, and as our next guest reports, the state is picking up some of the tab for them. Jeremy Duda writes for Axios Phoenix, and he joins me. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
So what exactly is the state paying for?
What the state is paying for is a portion of the costs that the Super Bowl host committee, the private entity that is put together to attract the game and to do a lot of the preparations. It's a very costly endeavor, and it gets, as they tell me, gets more expensive every year. When Arizona hosted the Super Bowl in 2008, that bid cost, you know, 12, they had to commit to spending, you know, something like 12 to 13 million. For 2015 Super Bowl out here, it was up to about 28 million. And for this year, they had to commit to spending about 45 million. And that goes to a lot of things: marketing, decor, stadium preparation, media relations, lots of different things. And so the state, in last year's budget, put together this this thing called the Major Events Fund that can pay for up to 25% of those costs. And the Major Events Fund will be covering, through a pass-through, actually, will be covering about $10 million worth of those costs.
Is that unusual? Like, do other states where the Super Bowl is played have similar kinds of setups?
I think at least some do. When I spoke with the head of the Super Bowl host committee, she explained that Texas is one of the states that we're perpetually competing with for major events like the Super Bowl. They have a major events fund. Not sure if others do. I got the impression, I believe some do, and if others don't, you know, I'm sure these things tend to have kind of a domino effect. Once everyone sees one state doing it, everyone else kind of scrambles to catch up. So if, you know, Arizona sees Texas doing it, we do it, and then who knows, maybe Las Vegas or San Diego or whoever else does the same. But I couldn't say with certainty if they others actually have those kinds of funds. I'm sure plenty of them do.
Sure. Are there prohibitions in state law about what the money can or cannot be used for?
Well, it can't be used for more than 25% of the cost. So if it's a $45 million bid, you know, it can't be more than, you know, $11 million or so. There are limited costs. It can't go to other political subdivisions of the state, so they couldn't give the money, for example, directly to the city of Glendale to do Super Bowl preparations or anything like that. It has to go to these organizing committees, and it can be used for it can only be used for a number of things, such as, you know, attracting these bids for economic development purposes and for stuff like this $10 million is going to be used for marketing and preparations and whatnot.
And as you point out, the cities like Glendale, Phoenix have their own costs that go along with this, right? For law enforcement and other kinds of things like that.
Sure. Oh, of course. Yeah. There's always I think for a lot of for any kind of major event, whether the Super Bowl, the Olympics, the World Cup, or whatever, there's always that kind of debate over whether it's the economic development, the economic impact is worth the kind of the money that it goes in for preparation. For this, probably is, but yeah, there's lots of, you know, law enforcement, security, traffic, etc. You know, various assorted costs for Glendale and some of the other cities in the area.
What have folks that you've talked to about this story said about sort of that balance between the economic development, the benefits of having a big event like this, having tons of people, major media coverage here all, you know, that whole week, versus some of the costs of actually putting on the event?
I haven't heard much about kind of a debate over that. I mean, for this, you know, this is obviously a stadium we already have. This is something that, you know, has been built almost 20 years ago. Glendale obviously is always very keen to host it. The other cities in the valley get a lot of benefit. There's, you know, tens of thousands of visitors to, you know, restaurants, hotels, stores, everything. So most people, I think, view this generally as a win for the valley. It's kind of a, you know, they, you know, from an economic development standpoint, they view it as kind of a week-long commercial for the Phoenix metro area. So I think for the most part, most folks are pretty keen to have that here.
And as you say, this is a major events fund. This is not just for Super Bowls, right? This could be for any number of other events.
No, I think it was kind of passed with the Super Bowl in mind specifically, but it can be used for any major event. You know, obviously, we're hosting the Final Four out here next year. We've hosted college football championships, major bowl games. So it can be used to try and attract a lot of the other events like that. You know, not even just sporting events, but I think the big sporting events are kind of the thing they look at first and foremost. But it can be used for any kind of major event they might want to try and attract.
Do we have a sense of where the rest of the money is coming for? You mentioned this is 25%. Do we know where the other 75% is coming from?
It largely comes from private businesses, local businesses here in the state, national or international businesses that want to kind of put their imprint on the events. I believe some Native American tribes, pretty much anyone who has a stake in kind of promoting the area or benefiting from having the game here.
All right. That is Jeremy Duda with Axios Phoenix. Jeremy, thanks as always for your insights. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.